your health and safety wasn't what it was unheard of, as far as I knew. Health and safety, you were told to keep your hands away from the sword, or don't do this and don't do that, but there's no actual health and safety. Like, they've got a health and safety officer now,
right,
permanently, and everybody has to wear safety shoes or safety clothing and safety gloves. But there was nothing like that at all then.
And were there guards over the machines?
Not like they're guarded now. There were guards, but sort of
very quite minimal, were they?
Yes, not
right.
Not to the extent there is now.
Right.
People were expected to take risks with doing things, because my own father lost two fingers on a spindle. I don't know if you know what a spindle is.
Well, explain what a spindle is then.
Oh, but he lost two fingers on there, and the foreman at Clark's actually lost the whole of his hand in one. And the actual manager, Des Moles, I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, he lost the whole fingers on his on one hand. So it was a very dangerous place to work at the time.
So when did you...
But there were no actual health and safety. Nobody took you to one side and said, don't do this or don't do that. No. It was left up to your order.